So, living in groups is pretty common among animals. But have you ever wondered why that is? I mean, animals could just live alone, right? There are actually some major advantages to living in groups, and I'm going to explain two of the most important ones. First, groups provide quite a lot of protection from predators. Think about zebras. When a lion or another predator approaches a herd of zebras, it's really hard for the predator to focus on a single zebra. Why? Because all the stripes of the herd blend together, creating what's called a dazzle effect. This makes it difficult for the predator to judge distance or speed and decide which zebra to chase. Plus, being in a large group means there's always someone else keeping watch. If one zebra spots a lion, it can alert the others, giving the whole group a better chance of escaping. And, you know, even if a predator does attack, the odds of any one zebra being caught are much lower than if it were alone. It's a classic example of safety in numbers. Now, let's talk about finding food. Many animals that live in groups, like wolves, hunt together. By working as a team, they can take down prey that would be far too large or dangerous for a single wolf to handle. For example, a pack of wolves might work together to hunt a moose. Moose are big, strong animals with sharp antlers, so it's risky for an individual wolf to attack one. But a pack can surround the moose, wear it down, and take it down safely. This teamwork doesn't just provide food for the individual wolves, it ensures the survival of the whole pack. So, by living and hunting in groups, these animals can achieve things that would be impossible on their own.